This is Bob Berdella. This is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Well, after a quiet winter, snow is back. A winter weather advisory starts late tonight. Up to 6 inches of snow are on the way. City Manager Mark Roloff will present a State of the City address next Wednesday. The speech will be available online on Oshkosh Media and YouTube. The City Manager will provide updates on city projects and a future outlook for the city. In the past, the State of the City has been done in person along with Citizen Service Awards and City Partnership Awards. Those awards will now be part of Tuesday's Common Council meeting. 2 weeks from today, Oshkosh will celebrate Craft Beer Week. The collaborative brew is coming together. The beer features a West Coast vibe and has a fermented lager strain that produces a crisp aspect while letting the aroma and the flavor of the hops come through. The citywide beer was put together by Bare Bones, Fifth Ward, and the Fox River Breweries. The beer will be available at 36 bars and restaurants around town, both on tap and in cans. Well, tonight is the ninth, the first of three performances by the Four Phantoms at the Grand Oshkosh. PBS will be in town taping the weekend shows for a national broadcast coming up this summer. Page two, something incredible coming to the Payne Art Center and Gardens. Thomas Dambo's Magic Troll Art. The Danish artist has used recycled lumber to build massive trolls. His art was recently featured on CBS Sunday Morning. You may want to check that out on YouTube. The six giant trolls will appear on the Payne Gardens in the year 2027. Father Carr's Place to Be will celebrate 50 years of helping Oshkosh on June the 8th. The 50th anniversary mass will include the bishop, David Ricken. Early bird pricing ends for the Excellence in Leadership Luncheon Seminar on March 28th. The April get-together features former Kimberly High School football coach Steve Jones, who is now an author and motivational speaker. You can contact the chamber for more information, along with tickets. And a big, big thank you to everyone who turned out yesterday for the Chamber of Commerce's Business Expo and the Taste of Oshkosh at the Convention Center. Turning to sports, congratulations also to Oshkosh North basketball players Stevie Clark and Zane Mitchell. They both were named to the Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association All-State Team. And the Herd picks up a win last night in Capital City. They have four games left on the regular season. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. I'm Bob Brunel. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.